USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate may act this week to pump more money into a fund for small businesses. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been cool to the idea for more stimulus spending right away. The federal government's Paycheck Protection Program is offering $350 billion in loans to small businesses and has attracted a lot of attention. Banks are working through technical glitches regarding those loans, and according to entrepreneur Mark Cuban, if you're a small business owner, you need to stay persistent.
If you own a small business, it's very frustrating, and my suggestion to you is, be patient, that's good, but continue to communicate. I think the banks will improve their communications, and we will get there.
Kayleigh McEnany is set to replace Stephanie Grisham as White House press secretary. McEnany previously was a CNN contributor and Trump campaign spokesperson. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The president needs a new press secretary. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Stephanie Grisham out of that job, but not out of the White House. Grisham is now First Lady Melania Trump's new chief of staff. She worked for the First Lady previously. She never held a single televised news conference during her brief tenure as President Trump's chief spokesperson. With a new White House chief of staff aboard, a communications shakeup is said to be afoot, as former North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows is now running operations at the White House as Mr. Trump's fourth chief of staff in about 3 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball is pumping the brakes on rumors surrounding the start of the season. The league released a statement today saying they haven't asked any government officials to approve a plan that addresses the season getting up and running. The statement comes after unnamed sources said games would be played in Arizona with no fans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An estimated 175 million Americans will get stimulus checks directly deposited into their checking accounts over the next 2 weeks. Now, there's still a lot of confusion regarding people who do not file a tax return, especially elderly Americans. David Cerner with AARP says there has to be a quick way to get money to people who don't file taxes.
We already know from the serious number of questions we've gotten from people, how do I get this, what do I file, what do I do, that there's a lot of confusion out there. We want these payments to be done automatically.
According to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, elderly Americans will not have to file tax returns.
The president authorized me to say that anybody that has Social Security recipients won't need to file a new tax return, and we'll have that. If we don't have your direct deposit information, we'll be putting up a web portal so that you can put that up. It is a very large priority. The president has made clear we want to get this money quickly into your hands.
A possible light at the end of the tunnel regarding the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Some signs of progress in fighting the coronavirus in terms of flattening the curve. Still, many more people expected to pass away in the U.S. In New York City, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of hospitalizations down slightly. Michigan and Louisiana still seeing their numbers rise.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.